We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. It is Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're doing really well. I heard you with our afternoon show on Friday talking about how the refs correctly implemented the rule on CeeDee Lamb's amazing non-touchdown catch. I was really curious, has the competition committee spent more time discussing and debating what a catch is than like any other rule?
I think so. When they continue to rear their head, I mean, I was looking at the Hunter Henry catch and a couple other ones out there. And, boy, it's just such a, you know, a fine line when you get into really looking at the rule and everything that goes into it. So it's certainly not easy. As I said, I do think, you know, it was a great play by CD. But unfortunately, you know, until we change that toe-heel rule, you know, it was, you know, it was executed, you know, correctly by the officials.
I was looking at some stats, Stephen, recently, and I noticed Dak's been standing up the last two games. And then I noticed y'all have only given up, I think, 14 sacks this year. Y'all have given up the least amount of sacks this season. And we go back to Tyler Smith was the draft pick. This offensive line got better. We were terrified for a moment that when Tyron got hurt, it would be worse. Where do you credit for what this offensive line's become this year?
Well, I think it's the full body of work. I mean, you got to start with, you know, executing offense, which of course is Kellen and Mike, and then it rolls on down to who's coaching them, which is Coach Philbin and, you know, his group, and what a great job they've done. But at the end of the day, it comes down, you know, to the players, and they've just done a really good job, I think, of getting some good continuity in there. We hadn't had to change out a lot this year because, you know, the health has been good between Tyler and Connor and Tyler and, you know, Zach and Steele. It's just been a, you know, they've been able to play with really good continuity. The great news is, you know, I think it's a strength of our team. We've got a guy who's a future Hall of Famer and Peter's back there ready to jump in and has at times helped when there's either been a, you know, someone who's a little hobbled or just getting him some experience at the different positions. And then, you know, Farniak should be back before the season's out. And I thought Ball did a great job when asked to jump in there. And then finally, we've got Tyron Smith coming, which is how many teams get a Hall of Fame, one of the best tackles in the league, left tackle, coming when they're already, you know, playing at a pretty high level. And, you know, I give Dak credit, too. I mean, he gets rid of the ball in a timely fashion. Cooper did the same thing. They understand the offense. They execute it. They get the ball out, which is a big help to the offensive line.
One of our we saw the video in the post where McCarthy was talking to the team afterwards, and one of our co-hosts at the station here said that they think that Tyron Smith is an Avenger. Can you confirm whether or not he's a part-time Avenger in the world?
I don't know about that. I know this. I want him on my side. And, you know, this guy's an amazing specimen. He works at his trade. He's got to be one of the stronger guys in the league. I mean, he looks like just a, you know, he looks like a bodybuilder as well. I mean, he's chiseled to be an offensive lineman. But it's going to be great to have him back.
Now, and for as good as the offensive line has been, if I took you all the way back and told you that Tyron was going to be missing this whole time, even with optimism, there's no way we would have thought the offensive line would be this good, right?
Well, I think, that'd be hard to, you know, project out to be playing at this level when you're talking about, you know, a young Terrence Steele at right tackle, obviously a rookie at left tackle, and Tyler, and then of course Connor really becoming, you know, a full-time starter for the first time and playing, you know, at a great level. And I think Baidaz has only gotten better. And then of course the glue to that whole group, Zach Martin, who I think go down as one of the best guards that ever played the game. He's so consistent at a very high level, game in and game out. It's just a good group we have.
I know the wins are great, but I'm hoping you can speak on this. I have to imagine the penalties, especially those of the pre-snap variety, have to be driving you and the organization a little crazy.
Yeah, I think anytime you're up there at the top in penalties, that's not good. I think it's a testament to how well we're playing that we're overcoming a lot of that. But that catches up to you when you get to playoff football and you're playing against teams playing at a very high level. That's hard to overcome. Certainly, we got to clean that up, and get that in a place, that it needs to be. But certainly, the game against the Giants, it was, certainly not at a level that's acceptable. I know Coach McCarthy is all over it. When you got some of your best players getting the penalties, that adds to some of the frustration, which we did, during this game. But, I just really feel like we can clean this up. And if we want to get to where we want to get to, we're going to have to clean it up.
Mike was pointing out this morning, I think he was talking about it on Friday as well, that the watching Zeke run is a little bit different right now. And I don't know if it's – maybe you can help us out a little bit. I'm wondering if it's just the freshness of the legs because he had a little bit of a time off there, or if he's seeing something differently because he's looking like he's hitting the hole and looking to gain yards beyond that, as opposed to there was a time where it looked like he would hit the hole and then kind of say, I'm going to lunge for about 3 yards. Are you seeing a different running back, and can you explain maybe why?
Well, I do think, Zeke's one of those guys who's going to play regardless, and he's not going to look for any way out. He wants to be out there competing for his team. And I do think between one, keeping him fresh, with his, with Pollard getting, a nice number of snaps game in and game out. And then, as you said, he we were very conservative with him with the injury. And I do think he's fresh and certainly, feeling good about where he is. I just think it's a great combination between him and Pollard. It's a yin and yang, if you will, in terms of, Zeke, when he runs up in there, I agree with you. I think he's hitting some holes and, not just lunging, but he's dishing it out. I promise you it wears on opposing defenses and certainly sets up nicely for Pollard when he sees those holes to use his, his best asset, which is his juice and acceleration, and certainly making big plays for us. So, obviously, a big part of our team, the offensive line, and those two running backs being as physical as they are. We've got a good group of tight ends who get in there and fight. We're dressing 4 tight ends a game, which hasn't been our normal deal. But, when we have them all in there, it gives you some real versatility, not only to run the football in a real positive way, but certainly, as we've seen, not only Schultz, but Hendershot and Ferguson as well are able to make plays in the passing game. So, I think it's a great part of our offense and one that's, really, I think, lended to, the last 4 or 5 games, us really picking it up on the offensive side of the ball.
We heard Jerry talk about what John Madden meant to the game and meant to the Cowboys prior to the Thanksgiving game. I was kind of curious, what did you think about the different tributes and everything that came in during Thanksgiving for John Madden?
Well, it was just everybody was warmed by seeing all the tributes and I think reminded of what he brought to the game. I think he really took what it meant to call a game, to be in the booth, for television, for a game to a whole nother level. And it was something that everybody warmed up to, that they enjoyed. It wasn't just all about the game all the time. He just made you feel so good about what you're doing on Thanksgiving, what you might be doing on Christmas, what players might be thinking about. I mean, he had such a unique way, to bring our game and to humanize our players, our coaches, what we're about. I think he was just very unique, very special. And as we saw there over the weekend with the tributes, will always be remembered.
How important right now is it? Like, y'all kind of had a little bit of a break over the weekend, but to kind of get back in action, get back into the mode as you get prepared for Indianapolis right now.
Well, we're in our stretch run right now, and it's for sure one game at a time. I mean, these Colts have played it really at a really high level, and I'm sure they'll be prepared. It's so important each and every game. Certainly, as I'm sure a lot of Dallas fans did, watch that Eagles game last night and know, obviously they're one of the best teams in football. And yet we still have, I think, an opportunity to get in there and maybe get that East in the end if we'll do our part. I mean, we just got to get in there and take each game one game at a time, keep getting better each week. You mentioned probably number one priority is let's get these penalties and certainly the turnovers, which are, you got to keep out of your game as well. And then the flip side of that is create some turnovers. If we can do that down the stretch, we're going to improve on what is already, I think, a good football team.
Now, Steven, you haven't told us to stop asking about this yet, so I will continue
to
ask.
It's going to happen right now,
Corey. At some point,
Corey.
You will. Odell Beckham had a bit of a thing that popped up in the news yesterday on the airplane. Does that come up in conversation? Do you get the information? Like, do you get the real story about it beforehand? Or is it one of those, hey, what happened, buddy?
Well, you get the information. But, at the end of the day, we've kind of said what we're going to say about Odell. Certainly, it's getting to that point where – this thing's going to get very competitive, and probably the less said, the better, until we know what that outcome is going to be in terms of where he's going to suit up.
Well, when we have you on next Monday, if you can just tell us if it's already done, we would really appreciate that.
Sounds great, guys.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Steven.
Yeah, thank you, Steven.
All right. Y'all have a great week.
There you go. Steven Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. And that right there, Corey.
This tells me everything you know.
That remains a thing. The Cowboys don't usually say, hey, we're going to keep quiet on this. That is like not necessarily their MO usually.
Yeah.
And so when he says,
don't want to rock the boat at all.
Yeah. And when he says, for competitive reasons, we're probably going to kind of keep standard with the answers that we have given,
mm-hmm.
that leads you to believe their level of interest. I still think they're a giant favorite to sign him. I can't remember if it was Schefter or Glazer said, if other teams are 6 or 7 to 1, the Cowboys are 2 to 1. They're a pretty decisive favorite at this moment.
But it tells me everything I need to know about their approach to this is they want to walk into that conversation. They don't want to have the Odell moment sitting on their side of the table.
Right.
Where they're talking to him and he's like, you got to answer for this.
Right.
He
said, we'll get the information,
yeah.
Corey.
Yeah, it's going to be gotten already. So that was really telling right there.
And then just a quick side note, if people cared, I found this pretty interesting, is 42 million viewers for the Giants-Cowboys game. The most people that have ever watched a regular season game in NFL history. Now, I thought it would have beaten out like a couple years ago or last year or whatever, 1990, that was the previous highest rated game in terms of most viewers. It was the Giants and the 49ers in 1990.
How many viewers?
41.6 million, and this one had 42 million.
We had that many people in 1990?
Yes, there were that many people with TVs.
I mean, if you think about it, there was way less options.
Okay.
You had either 7 channels or let's just say 50 channels.
Yeah.
You had cable, so that's why numbers will never be like what they were in the 80s and 90s.
And I think that balances it out to a certain degree because people are like, well, there's way more people now. And I was like, well, sure, but there's also so many more options. But yeah, the previous high was in 1990. So the Thanksgiving game, most watched regular season game in the history of football.
Who predicted that last week? feel like it was either you or Jerry.
I definitely predicted it. But then Jerry said, he said on Friday, and I was like, you know what? We're having a good time. I'm not going to stop him. He said it'll be the highest rated game all season except for the Super Bowl. And I was like, yeah, those championship games can draw 50 million. But the point that like this would even be in the mix for like a top five game of the season, and it's a regular season game.
No, yeah, valid.
That is pretty impressive. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway and the lunch rush. Well, guess what? We'll give away tickets to the Cowboys. Mm. We got Mike Likes It. Plus, around the NFC East, Commanders continue to win, but they're the worst at everything else.
Yep.
We'll do it next right here in the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.